Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I always love surprises. Today's radio show will be extremely power-packed. We got David Icke joining us today from the United States. He's out in New Mexico. We got Max Kaiser on the death of the dollar that now seems to be imminent. And then Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix. All three today. If that isn't a power-packed, informative lineup, I don't know what is. So coming up, David Icke, Max Kaiser, and Alan Watt on the show. But all of that is overshadowed by the dollar plunging to record lows, gold surging. Surging right up to $1,048 and change today. And that's the last time I checked an hour ago before I worked on other news stories here at the office. Now, we've got articles posted that make the point. The dollar tumbling and gold exploding, gold rising like a Saturn rocket into the sky is not cause for celebration. I will assure you. I would have loved to have been wrong about all of this. I would have loved to not have read Club of Rome and UN documents and George Soros statements and seen what the globalists had done in third world countries over and over again and first world nations. I would have loved for them to be liars, but they are not liars. I mean, they lie to the public about general everyday issues. But when they write their own policy reports, they talk about how we're scum and slaves and all the things they're doing to us and how stupid we are and how they're going to hurt us real bad. And it's a religion, a masochistic religion of enslavement and domination, and they think of you as lower than whale crap. They think of you as the lowest of the low. And when you listen to the news or listen to news radio, it is just almost all complete government worship and propaganda. You know, you don't trust people in private business. You don't trust neighbors you don't know. You know there's a lot of swindlers and scammers and liars and unethical people out there of every stripe. Why do we just suddenly love and worship government stomping around in black uniforms? The truth is we don't. Everybody knows the government's corrupt. But a lot of people are cowards. And they just worship government, worship corruption, worship power, thinking if they grovel that somehow they'll end up winning. They're so self-centered that they destroy their own future. They think they get ahead by groveling to tyranny when in truth they destroy the society they live in. And they miss out on what it is to truly be a human being. So we're going to break all this down. And then just the insane Orwellian news. I'm even starting to pinch myself. I mean, IBM is coming out with a DNA barcode reader that just scans your body. That is the mark of the beast. That is the global cashless society. You're not going to just pay with your retina or your thumbprint, your DNA. This is a religion of DNA. This is a eugenics cult. Everything is race. Everything is genetics to the New World Order. Everything is your genealogy and who you came from. The New World Order won't even talk to you unless you've got a very, very high IQ and unless you've got bloodlines that go back into their bloodlines. And it doesn't matter if it's the Japanese leadership or the German royal family that runs England. This is a eugenics cult. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back after this quick break and break it all down. This is a massively important radio show. Call everybody you know. Tell them, tune in today. We're witnessing the beginning of the end of this country. We're witnessing the fall of the Republic.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It's a very sad day for our country, but at the same time, at least we were aware of it. Tens of millions of us were aware of who the enemy was, what they're doing, who they are, what makes them tick, and why they're doing what they're doing. At least we know that. And record numbers of free human beings across the planet know of the eugenics wars, they know of the New World Order, and they are learning more every day. Once you have a taste of the truth, no amount of smiling info babes looking into the teleprompters with sexual desire will manipulate you anymore. You will break your conditioning. Though it is mind control. I was jogging on the treadmill this morning again, watching the different info babes on Fox and CNN, and the way they smile, the way they laugh, and the way they blink their eyes, and the way, I mean, it's like when a woman, when you're sitting there at a candlelight dinner with your wife or girlfriend, and there's that real moment of falling into each other's eyes, like looking into pools of water. And there's that tension where, you know, the woman is just ready to go. And you're ready to go. And they sit there and they're coached. This has been admitted for more than a decade. Before, it was the main fatherly authority figure that you could trust. But now they found it's even more effective to just go with women. Good-looking women because they found women like to watch good-looking women, and men like to watch good-looking women. And they still have younger, you know, 35 cool guys on during the day for the women. They have shows that are, it's all geared around women. 80%+ of advertising targets women. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. It's not that women are bad or stupid. It's that women are the center of the household. Women are the cornerstone of the family. And the truth is, where women go, society follows. And then it's men who go out and defend the women and defend the children. And you've got to have somebody who makes decisions in split-second crises. So societally, in every culture, it's been the man is, quote, the leader. But in true dynamic societies, women have and always will be the center of society. So they've turned them against men. Another divide-and-conquer tactic. They brought them in as the house slaves. 61% of college graduates in the U.S. are women. Women only have a 6% unemployment rate. Men have an 11%. That's the Fed's own numbers. It's actually double. So it's 12% for women and 20 or higher for men. And this is a celebration of evil. Men are reduced to mindless Brett Favre fans or John Elway fans. And that's their manhood. That's who they are. They've been totally emasculated. They wear the tribal jersey of their tribe. They don't actually go out and conquer. They don't actually go out in business and succeed. They don't invent. They don't actually trailblaze and explore and do what men are supposed to do. No. They look at daredevils that jump over the defensive line. They cheer on the track star. They cheer on the championship goalie. Or the golf player. That's what's really happening. That's what's really going on. And if you realize that and understand that it's scientific, they have a woman on high-def TV looking at you, trained, batting the eyes, looking like they are opening to you, looking like they are totally into you. It's like a snake hypnotizes a bird. And I catch myself consciously while I'm jogging, watching it, and the woman is making the sexual desire signals. And I catch myself smiling back at them. And I'll guarantee you, you catch yourself doing it too. And then I watch the flirtation moves of men at women with the men they have on the shows. It's a fashion show. You seen how a fashion model walks out and the way she looks at you sexually with desire? You ever watch the fashion models, Victoria's Secret runway show before the Super Bowl or whatever? And how it's a confident look of sexual power and desire? Well, they've gone a level closer to like doe-eyed, just take me, ravage me, I'm here. I mean, do you like scientifically being hit by hardcore Pentagon savagery? I mean, do you like being hit hard by mind control? Do you think it's cute? Do you think it's funny? Do you like your kids being conditioned with violent video games, which the Pentagon admits they funded and designed, which are the exact same cockpit controls now of the Grim Reaper and the Predators and all the rest of them? As the entire military says, in the next 6 years, they're going to convert to combat mechs on the ground, swords, new generations of killer droids, drone aircraft, hover drones, smart dirt, everything else. Tailor-made race-specific bioweapons for each individual. That's why the feds, by hook or by crook, globally are taking blood at checkpoints and tissue swabs, and they admit the new biometrics to fly or have a job is going to be DNA. You keep asking what your money, what the new global currency is going to look like. And I know in 1988, Money Magazine called it the Global Phoenix and said we'd have an Amero, and that was being looked at then, but that was all a distraction. You're going to have regional currencies controlled by a global bank, and you're going to access it with your DNA scan. It's going to scan with an electron microscope your hand. This is openly announced. AP, Reuters, Fox News, IBM builds barcode reader for DNA. Instant. The human genome run by IBM at Cold Springs Harbor. If you don't know what Cold Springs Harbor is, you better go to Encyclopedia Britannica and then get ready to cry yourself to sleep at night. Everything there is about how to kill you and your family deader than a hammer. You notice they're turning up the ambient background noise of death, of diabetes and cancer and autism. And, oh, yeah, half the kids are going to be mentally retarded now. And, oh, you know, everybody gets cancer at 25 now. And, oh, yeah, everybody gets diabetes now. And everybody gets kidney failure. As the standard of living drops worldwide and as the life expectancy drops worldwide, it's dropping worldwide. They cook the numbers with infant mortality. They'll bring in 1920s numbers and cook them because more babies died back then. But if you live past the age of five, you live longer. On average, 11 years longer now. Ever been to an old graveyard? Half of them are kids under five. The point is, we're all under chemical attack. They admit they're chemtrailing us now. They admit they're poisoning the vaccines. The UN has been caught doing it all over the world. They've been caught in Africa, Asia, and Latin America and the Middle East putting live polio in the shots on purpose and infecting everyone with it. And it's confirmed. They just come out and admit it in the Associated Press. They're sickos. They just throw it in your face, and they make it into a fashion statement. They make it fun. They make it cool. They make it neat. Oh, you know, Brett Favre was wearing pink shoes for his wife who survived breast cancer and, you know, at 30-something. And, oh, this woman. And, oh, the toddler next door is dying of cancer. Oh, yeah, the kid next door is, too. Oh, really? I mean, I have multiple people in my office whose girlfriends are dead or dying of cancer at like 24, 25 years old in two different cases. One of them, 30-something years old, just died of cancer. One of my Rob Dew's bandmate, he's known for 10 years, a health food nut, you name it. But she took the vaccines, folks. She's now dead. You look around you, folks. People are dropping left and right, and this is just the ambient background. Killing us, killing us, killing us. And the cops will die, and they'll love the government, and the good old boys will die, and they'll love the government, and they'll have little marathons for the cure run by the big medical institutions that are run by psycho-murdering eugenicists, period. And if you don't know what eugenics are, you better get it straight real fast. Hitler learned everything he did from the United States and England. The United States went further than Hitler up until World War II. You think Hitler's the only one that euthanized retarded children? You think Hitler's the only one that killed people in institutions and sterilized and forced abortions and killed babies of poor people? He got it all from the U.S., and that was in the Nuremberg defense. At Nuremberg, it's in the trial transcript. You think these control freak, a rich elitist, they hate your guts when they go to public places and see you. They hate your guts watching you living in nice houses. And admittedly, society's always been trashy and always had problems, but they've done everything they can to make us more dumb, more trashy. And hey, I talk to yuppies, they go, yeah, you know, you go to a water park or you go to the gym, you look at all the dumb trash everywhere, you know, maybe it's a good idea to get rid of them. What you don't understand is the elite actually want to get rid of you, number one. If you got a high IQ and you've got the genes they think are powerful, because there is some truth to all of it, they want you dead, number one. They want you co-opted or dead. Do you understand that? So get that through your head. That's what I explained to Jesse Ventura. I was doing this interview with him for his TV show about eugenics, and he's like, yeah, but there are too many people, and we're a parasite, and we're a disease. And I said, Jesse, how many friends do you say you've had lately, even young people you know, dying of brain disorders? He goes, an awful lot. And I said, buddy, and I said, you got good instincts, but I said, I can give you the documents. But I said, in your gut, you know they're putting stuff in the water and the vaccines and the food, and you know things are changing. You know everybody's sick or getting sick. And I said, you know this is for you. Now, it's one thing to make a statement about there's too many people and you don't want to look at the dumb trash walking around. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that dumb trash could be lifted up. You have to try to rise humanity up, not just decide it's trash and that our species isn't special and decide that every child isn't special. Every child is special. They do have the spark of creativity and innate dynamic life form. Humanity is amazing, but we're being pulled down by the control freaks.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
It's easy at a primitive level to see the police as like the bad guys and the other team that the people are fighting with. And we have to see the propaganda worshiping them all day, and all their corruption is defended and whitewashed. When in truth, a lot of sadists and control freaks go and get in the uniform so they can carry out their power trip. But there are a lot of good people as well who take the job because of family or because they're former military, and it seems like a good profession. But none of that matters. The police are under the very same New World Order attack the general public is. So is the average bureaucrat. They have no idea what's going on. They're totally compartmentalized. And that's what's so frustrating. How do you get the message across to people who think it's about black versus white, or Hispanic versus white, or Hispanic versus black, or Northerner against Southerner, or Montanan against Californian, or Canadian against American, or Brit against the Irish, or Tutsi against Hutu in Rwanda, or Muslim against Christian in Indonesia, when it's not? You have a criminal ruling class that have made a religion out of understanding how human beings operate and what makes people tick, a religion out of manipulating the population, a religion out of the elite passing their power on generation after generation. That's what royalty is. A religion of self-worship where they believe that they are the chosen ones. And not only will they find the way to dominate the planet through genetic engineering and bioweapons, but they will find the way to extend their lives through the life extension technologies of genetic engineering. What does Roy Batty say to the head of Tyrell Corporation in Blade Runner? I want more life. The facts of life. And that's what it comes down to, is all of these memories. Fiery the angels fell. Deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning with the fires of Orc. All these memories disappear like tears in the rain. It isn't vanity, it isn't arrogance, it's just love of the species, love of life, love of knowledge, wanting to communicate, wanting to huddle in the cave with your tribe forever, not wanting to leave your loved ones. No one wants to die. But imagine the most selfish, the most cunning, the most wicked, the most sadistic, those that would cut corners, those that would lie, those that would stab in the back, and those that would do it the most convincingly. They get the birthright of humanity. They get the great flower of our technology and everything we've built. We're an amazing species. We're not parasites. We're master builders. We're great engineers. We are made in the image of God. We are architects. And fools will email me and say, oh, Lucifer's the great architect. No, Lucifer is a counterfeit of the true great architect. Every sacred symbol that we have that is innate and archetypal, written on our souls by God, has been counterfeited and used and expropriated by the New World Order. And we are taking those symbols back. The sun, the moon, the stars, this is the evidence of the creation. This is the evidence of the incredible beauty and unbelievable gift of life and consciousness. I am thankful for it. I rejoice in it. I appreciate it. And all I wanted to do is defend innocence and try to get people to believe in themselves and to build and to not feel inadequate. Because once Madison Avenue mind control makes you feel inadequate and insecure, they can then sell you whatever lies they want. And they build you into monsters. They turn you into biological androids operating off of outside, artificial, dehumanizing stimulus. Stimuli. Come on, folks. You can figure this out. You can break out of your conditioning. You can realize how they're manipulating us. You can understand their master plan. We can defeat them. But we've got to break out of their matrix of false left, right, and all these issues and realize anything that centralizes power is bad. They will use it and abuse it. Anything that gives them control over the family is bad. So, you look, it's simple. You end big government. You cut off dependency. You realize they're using heartstrings that they pull on us to sell us on big government. When that big government's there to kill you deader than a hammer or use you as slaves. You understand? We're going to come back into the death of the dollar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The global controllers, they look at the stars. They want to colonize them with their families, with their genetics, their control freaks. They look at all the genetic engineering, the technology they developed over 100 years ago, that they began to research, that they obsessed over, that they funded at the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany and the big Royal Academies in England and the Cold Springs Harbor, where IBM ran its eugenics operations from day one under the Nazi Thomas Watson. This is their system, and they've always had this plan, and they see you as dumb animals. And their comment is, look at them. They take the shots, even though we tell them in the inserts it's going to hurt them. And look at them. They follow along with all our propaganda, and so that means that if they're able to be manipulated, that it's our right to do it to them. They believe in social Darwinism, that might makes right, that they're doing the world a favor by dumbing you down and getting rid of you. And so you can keep sucking your thumb and thinking, Barack Obama's going to get me, or George Bush is going to get me, or John McCain's going to get me, or he's going to save me. Those guys are front men. And while you're busy worrying about them, it's like a lot of Las Vegas casinos. They'll have some casino director who's for the public face. But then behind it, it's the mobsters that really own it. It's the same elementary system of the power behind the throne. and you don't trust your neighbors and you don't trust people in business, and rightfully so, but then you totally trust the government, which is the most elite, most wicked, most vicious people in history that have proven themselves willing to be completely ruthless. Not just willing, they enjoy it. They enjoy what they're doing to you. Let me just mention David Icke's coming up in 25 minutes. Then we got Max Kaiser and then Alan Watt. That is going to be informative of the day. Max Kaiser on the dollar degenerating into hell. And then I've got all this other insane news. I've got John Elway, the former Super Bowl QB, in a disgusting Colorado version of the Myack report, but this is a public DHS/Myack for the public. This is made public for the general population to watch, and it says if you're in somebody's garage or house and you see guns, call the police on them. They're terrorists. And why do you think people like JT Code and others have been on this show, and it was admitted in the local news, people are in your garage or in your house. They see reloading. I mean, I see reports every day or two, and I'm not looking for them, in Michigan and in Massachusetts and in Texas and in everywhere. But I've seen a lot of cases in Colorado where the carpet cleaner, the Century 21 person, the cable guy, they will see a gun case and they call the cops on you. They will see reloading and call thinking you're Al-Qaeda. And that's in this video. It says, even if you see guns, it says, it's just so sick. And it shows somebody creeping around in the airport trying to take a picture with their iPhone of the security checkpoint. Well, I just did that the other day right in front of them. It's interesting. I wanted to show the thug searching an old lady. But the point is that they say if you're in a national park taking photos, you're a terrorist. And it tells citizens to tattle on you. Now, when you go to these, I wonder if John Elway knows that when you go to one of the actual little training terror seminars, they have these TV ads they run. They have a terror museum in Denver, it was saying, all about Al-Qaeda. And you just look at the frat boy arrogance and the wannabe dominance and just the look on his face when he's doing this, the worship of the police state and the worship of spying on your neighbors. Let me tell you, that just made me sick. I don't ever want to. I already saw him in a Shriners ad where he's acting real punk-like with Timberlake to each other, and they're being real rude to each other. And it was just real, had mind control written all over it. I didn't like him when I saw that, and now I see this, and it's just like, ugh. But again, the cops just love it. The citizens just love it. Hey, it's John Elway. He says, is my neighbor taking photos of stuff? It's amazing. And it says, if you see anybody trespassing in a field, call the police on them. They're probably terrorists. So now people call the cops on you when you're even in your own field if they don't know you. In rural areas of Texas now, if you try to walk from one of your pieces of property to the other down the highway, cops will stop and ask why you have a shotgun. Well, jackass, I'm out here walking from one dove field to the next. And listen, my uncle, no criminal record, literally Dudley Do Right, worships the police. One of several uncles I have, my dad's brother. He was driving with the tags on it, a buck that my Uncle Leonard, who's really bad off with pancreatic cancer right now, and this is about a year ago, probably the last time he'll go deer hunting, and he said he was real sick, and he said, I don't want to have to drive into town to the processor, because they usually gut it themselves, cut into steaks, but he wanted it made into sausage and stuff, so they gutted it, but didn't chop it all up, and he was going to drive it into Fairfield, which, again, my family, founders of the town, you know, in the Freestone County Historical Society, in the book they put out, founders of it, the Browns, the Johnsons, the Joneses. Been there since the early 1830s, Mexican land grants. It doesn't matter. They pull my uncle over, Highway Patrol, get him out, shove him up against the car, tell him he's a criminal. They don't care if there's a tag. They don't care. And he says, you're going to prison. You're not allowed to drive somebody else's deer. Now, my uncle, it literally worships red tape. He's a good guy, but I mean, he's into it. He said, actually, such and such says the landowner can drive the venison to a facility. The guy didn't care. The sheriff had to get there. Sheriff's department. Of course, my grandfather was the tax assessor and a bunch of other stuff there. And so they backed off, and the state policeman didn't apologize. He drove off. He had a slave. He had a scum. He had his quarry, his buck, because he wanted to seize the rifles and that truck. They're predators, and that's all they exist for. Let me tell you, when I was a little kid, every once in a while, game warden would pull up. We would be out front looking at the stars. And a game warden would pull up, shine lights in your eyes, and say, are you deer hunting? No, we're not on the king's precious land deer hunting. We're out here looking at the sea. It's abnormal to be outside your house. But they weren't really rude. Now they're rude. They show up, they're rude, because you're scum. You're filth in America. Just like $100,000 fines for selling any of over 100,000 recalled products in the last 10 years, over 10,000 recalled a year. No one knows. You got it at a bazaar or a flea market or a garage sale. It's felony charges, $100,000 fine. And they're taking people to jail. They're federalizing. You're Amish, you sell some eggs, you're going to get SWAT teamed. You sell some watermelons, you sell some squash. You sell some peaches. You sell some pecans. It's over. All over the country. You want to have two of your neighbor kids, you're good friends with your neighbors, you want to have them come in when it's freezing cold and below zero in Michigan while they're waiting on the bus for 30 minutes? No. You will be arrested. A father at a game who doesn't even drink. This came out in the news. Top archaeologist in Michigan. Remember this last year we had him on? He said, two lemonades, please. The moron brought him hard lemonade. And by the way, reason I know is my parents had a party a few years ago, and they bought hard lemonade. It was an adult party, but still, it just looks like lemon. It says hard lemon. Oh, that must be a strong lemon flavor. I popped it. Ooh, vodka. I don't want that. Same thing. The person almost, I guess, was getting a cut like a trap. This was admitted. Brought him the lemonade, watched. They popped it. He didn't drink it first. The kid took one drink. They sent it back. They didn't care. He was arrested. CPS took the kid. They took blood from the kid, all freaked out. He had no blood alcohol level. That's America. Just everybody ready. Everybody watching. Everybody wanting the pat on the head from the man in the uniform. And so it doesn't matter if my uncle Jolynn Jones wants to drive the damn deer in for his uncle that's fighting to live for cancer in his last time probably deer hunting. It doesn't matter in America. You're not going to babysit, and you're not going to deer hunt, and you're not going to have garage sales, and you're not going to sell watermelons. You got that? You're prisoners owned by the cops we worship, period. And the foreign banks are going to steal everything we got. And that son of a bitch, John Elway, excuse me, is going to sit up there with an arrogant, predatory, cop-worshipping look in his eyes. In fact, get the video clip ready. Get it ready. I'm going to play it later. Here's the audio of John Elway, and it sounds oh so real. But listen, firearms, if you're in somebody's house or garage and you see firearms, it shows somebody's house. And I've already, 10 years ago, had the carpet cleaning place try to call the cops on me for a shotgun in a gun case. Because the idiots that come to your house think everything is based on TV and NYPD Blue, they arrest people in the imaginary show who got guns. Because it's based in New York where the slaves are disarmed, just like Chicago. All this, I've got all the Homeland Security training manuals. It's all about gun owners, and they're training the public your guns are illegal. They're training them you can't sell watermelons. They're training them that you can't let the kids stand under your porch. You understand? I'm not your prisoner, you criminal, blood-sucking parasite government. I've had it with your crap. By the way, they only had the big government phase while they were busy sucking all the money off everybody and getting the police state set up. They're going to cut all the government. I watched this CNN piece today. And it said, should we pay for illegal aliens' health care or should they just die? And they cut to this guy going, he's going to be dead if he doesn't get dialysis. Then they admitted he's getting dialysis. But they spun it and lied and said, oh, well, this day, because he didn't bring his paperwork, he got turned away from the new clinic. Folks, illegal aliens get free health care everywhere. Everybody gets free health care. It's called charity. It's called law. Hospitals are supposed to give a third of their care in charity. It was all a lie. We've had medical doctors on to explain it to you. It's all a lie. They just don't teach you, the citizens, how to get the free health care. Now, we got 40 million uninsured in this country. The insurance companies are corrupt. They're lobbying for the government takeover of health care. Just like the oil companies are lobbying for the global carbon tax. It's the opposite of what you're told in the news. And they show the illegal alien, and they say there's 7 million here. There's more like 30. The government admits 14 to 16. CNN lies. And they say, well, he'll just be dead in 3 months then. No dialysis for him. Yeah, he's an illegal alien, been here for 10 years. And they said, oh, they gave him a free ticket back to Mexico. And he admitted, oh, I won't get health care in Mexico. You think anybody, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, purple, green, can go to Mexico and get that? No. There's 500 million people south of the border. 109 million in Mexico alone. I checked the census yesterday. 420-something million in North America. But 500 million in Latin America plus. That all want to come here for free health care. It isn't free. The bankers love it. They just run the country deeper in debt. The $23.7 trillion we gave to banks was loaned back to us in interest. That's why they doubled your credit card rate to 30%. And the federal law doesn't stop that, like they keep saying, oh, that's just for now. It just says they got to tell you how they're raping you at the top of the statement. You paid tax money to the banks and credit card companies so they could double to loan sharking rates of 30%. They're going to bankrupt everything, and it's going to be just like Mexico, where everybody's living in shacks. You're not. But it was like, will he die? Oh, we better give amnesty to him. All baloney. There isn't a free ride for everybody. The bankers are just bankrupting us right now. I'm going to play the John Elway thing later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. David Icke's coming up in about 12 and a half minutes. But let's just get him on at the start of the hour. We're going live at 12 noon sharp, Central Standard Time at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're live on the radio right now. It's just, if you don't know what real tyranny is, folks, you're living on another planet. Okay? I mean, this is real, and it's sick, and it's dangerous. Now, that said, dollar tumbles on report of its demise. That's the Independent. You search the term dollar under news, you'll get thousands of new articles a day, and everyone says the dollar's dead. I don't believe that's the case. It's like a basketball. It's going to bounce a few more times, or a dead cat bounce, but it's going to continue to lose value, and gold's going to continue to go up and down, but overall in the trend, straight up. And the stock market's going to go up. You know why? Because you're buying those stocks with devalued dollars, don't you? That's why gold's going up. The stock market didn't go up. Gold didn't go up. The dollar went down. Comprende? You got it? You can comprehend it? To all you yuppies out there think you know everything? And, well, let's bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, I haven't looked in the last hour. Last time I checked, gold was, I know it went to a high today of $1,048.24. What is it right now?
Last time I looked, Alex, it was 1,041.70. It hit a high in the trading market here in the United States at 1,045.50. It hit that 1,048, best I can tell, in the Asian market. So,
well, Wall Street Journal says 1,046.80, and then I've got another one here. So I'm confused why they all say different numbers. Here's AFP. In commodity trading, gold struck another record high of 1,048.43. So, whatever. It's very high. Right?
Yeah, it is. It's high. And you got to remember, a lot of the services out there only measure what's going on in the New York Commodities Exchange. It's called the COMEX. But that doesn't mean that that's the only commodities exchange in the world. As soon as ours closes in the evening, The London Exchange is open, so is the Tokyo Exchange, and so on and so forth. You'll see the Asian markets going up. You know, that's where most of the bull market is coming from right now. The United States market tries to suppress gold and bring it back down, and the Asian market just pushes it right back up. And that's
we can see that. We see in the trend, even on the daily charts, it hammers down, hammers up, hammers down, hammers up. From the analyst I've read over the years, they're saying that's a surefire sign of manipulation.
Well, the funny thing is, Alex, that article came out in the Independent talking about the Arabs having a secret meeting with Russia and also I just can't remember all the nations that were in the
China. Tarpley said that was happening a month ago. Yeah, he talked about that.
Yeah, exactly. But now there was a big cover-up story that came out here just right after that. So now they're trying to control the media to tell us, oh no, this meeting really didn't happen. But the truth of the matter is, the market's saying it did happen. The market,
you know, though. None of that matters. Our whole future being destroyed, the dollar imploding. That doesn't matter. What matters is I talked bad about John Elway because he said we need to come in our houses and basically confiscate our guns, that we're terrorists, that we own guns. See, I should give my Second Amendment up because John Elway says it's bad. Stay there, Ted. Let's talk about what it means to have the dollar dying.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Coming up, then Max Kaiser on what's happening with the dollar. Excellent analysis of some on Russia today. And we've got Alan Watt as well. So very, very informative information coming up. Ted, I'm going to be talking with Max Kaiser about this, and also somebody's been talking about it for more than a decade, how they plan to kill currencies to bring in this world government currency. the SDRs. You're still going to have regional currencies. They're just going to be trash, and the banks will have their bank-to-bank lending. You allow these fiat money changers control, they will use it to take over society, as Thomas Jefferson said 230 years ago. And we'd wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered if we ever let the private banks take over the issuance of currency and credit. Yeah, here it is. Gold explodes as dollar falls. Market Watch, gold prices hit new record high. Wall Street Journal, AFP, dollar on weak footing. Gold strikes new record. IMF catapults from shunned agency to global central bank, the new bank of the world. I've got all these other headlines. Dollar tumbles on report of its demise. Ted, you did a gold offer here yesterday that I believe this morning you told me you can't offer anymore. You had gold you bought at the 990, 991 level. You were just selling it in the market when it was 940. It's still up there and rising. What's the latest buys you've done of gold and silver? Because that people are buying stuff you bought a month ago cheaper. I know you bought some other stuff that's inexpensive compared to what the market is, a great deal still. Tell folks about the deals you've got today.
Well, yeah, the inventory is moving up just a little bit at this point just because I'm, you know, my lowest stuff is gone. But I do still have Frank's at 236.
Excuse me, you do still have something from yesterday's ultra low deal.
Well, I'll talk about that in a second. The Franks have just edged up $3 a piece.
It sounded the same. Okay, they've gone up $3.
Yep, and the British Sovereign too. They're at 291, they're at 288. So yeah, there was definitely a price increase in that particular arena. The things that I still have at the yesterday's price is the silver, Walking Liberty halves at 869. I haven't moved my Lakota prices yet. They're still at 2230. And the $10 Liberty is still at 818, so there are still some things that you can buy at yesterday's price level. But the market is very strong. We had a lot of people buy them yesterday, and all I can say is that, you know, with the price at 1047, 1048, that's going to bring that support level up. I don't know if I'll have another opportunity to buy again in that $900 level. So, you know, all I can say is that these opportunities to buy low are slipping away quickly. I'm watching the same thing happen that occurred here just a year ago when everything was melting apart in New York in the Wall Street, you know, markets. There was a supply of gold and silver coins that just dried up. You couldn't get them. I mean, if you wanted to buy just a simple bag of junk silver, you'd have to wait, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
weeks. Yeah, now is the time, folks. The rush is on globally. The future market has gold even going up more. 800-686-2237. Ted can hold this latest great deal until midnight tonight. He'll have to reassess tomorrow. 800-686-2237. Brokers are there to take your orders. Tell them it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson special, radio special, or you will not get this deal. Ted, briefly, the silver is still at the incredibly low price. With gold, though, it sounds like it hasn't gone up as much as the market's gone up. People are still getting a big discount. What is this gold you're selling right now in the francs and sovereigns?
Well,
what level of the market is that priced in?
You've got to remember, I started buying those francs and sovereigns at $988. And I was able to accumulate that inventory at that level. I mean, we just blew through that stuff. I still have a little bit left at that next tier up, which was trading right around that 945 level. Next thing you know, I mean, I'm going to be out of that. I'm going to have to go into this $1,000 range, and the prices will be up significantly. You know, now you're looking at least $10 to $15.
So this is the last hurrah right now, folks. The globalists are going to kill the dollar. This may not be it. We hope we get a reprieve because it's going to be. In fact, I meant to talk to you, Ted, about what it'll look like if the dollar dies. We'll talk about that with David Icke and have Ted join us later. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.